KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have clear skies, 33 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy and breezy today, a high of 72. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. A former Iowa teacher purged from the state's sex offender list has been allowed to volunteer at an eastern Iowa school district. The Des Moines Register reports that Trent Yoder has been helping out in the Mid Prairie School District, which is based in Wellman. The district granted him special permission to volunteer after receiving letters of support. Superintendent Mark Schneider says he has informed school principals that Yoder must be with another adult at all times. Yoder had pleaded guilty to exploiting a minor at an Anita school by videotaping a high school athlete changing her clothes back in 1998. Court records say he served a few weeks behind bars and then 4 years of probation. He was removed from the sex offender registry after 10 years and told the register that he hates that he, quote, caused so much pain to that community, referring to Anita. An Audubon County woman who pled guilty to two counts of felony child endangerment with serious injury and one count of neglect or abandonment of a dependent person was sentenced to prison Thursday. Cass County Attorney Michael Hooper reports 51-year-old Samantha K. Bailey of Gray received 20 years in prison after her grandchildren ate methamphetamine they found on her while searching for Easter eggs April 9, 2017. Bailey was originally scheduled to be sentenced this past Monday after entering a guilty plea to three of the four charges against her on February 12th of this year. The case had dragged on for nearly a year before Bailey entered her guilty pleas. Back on February 1st of 2017, defense counsel requested its fifth continuance of the trial date. Cass County Attorney Michael Hooper entered an appearance in the case as a special prosecutor to assist Audubon County Attorney Sarah Jennings, and he quickly filed a resistance to any further continuances. Court records reflect that subpoenas were served on all the state's witnesses, and with their back to the wall, the defense entered guilty pleas to three of the four counts against Bailey. On the day of sentencing, Bailey hired a new attorney and made a motion to withdraw her guilty plea and requested another continuance. Hooper filed a resistance to the motion to withdraw the guilty plea and the motion to continue. The court denied Bailey's request to withdraw her guilty plea, finding it untimely. Under Iowa law, a motion to withdraw a guilty plea must be filed at least 5 days prior to the date set for sentencing. Bailey filed her motion just hours before the sentencing hearing was set to begin. After denying Bailey's motion to withdraw her guilty plea, the court did grant her one last continuance, but that was only until yesterday. Bailey did give a remorseful statement, but Judge Christensen pointed out that she wasn't remorseful just days prior when she attempted to withdraw her plea. In handing down the consecutive sentences, Judge Christensen indicated that Bailey were served 10 years for each victim of her crime. The mother of the two children who ingested the meth said in court, quote, "Sam, you didn't have to witness what I witnessed that day, and I'm still not sure that you fully grasp just how much your addiction has affected your grandchildren. Your struggle with drug addiction nearly cost my children their lives. Every day I wonder at what point is enough truly enough." A motorcyclist died Wednesday afternoon following a collision in Mills County. The Iowa State Patrol said Thursday 48-year-old Andrew Kakmerzik of Malvern died when the 2003 Harley-Davidson XL1200 he was riding, for reasons unknown, crossed the center line of westbound Highway 34 and sideswiped a 2014 Kia Soul. The motorcycle went out of control, causing Kasmarek to be ejected. He died at the scene. The driver of the Kia, 60-year-old Giselle Ronfeld of Silver City, was not injured. The accident, which happened around 4:40 p.m. Wednesday, remains under investigation. The State Patrol was assisted at the scene by the Mills County Sheriff's Office, Malvern, and Glenwood Fire and Rescue Departments. A Lincoln, Nebraska man was flown by helicopter to Bergen Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs following a crash in Montgomery County Thursday morning. At around 10:50 a.m., emergency personnel were called to the scene at the intersection of Box Elder Avenue and 200th Street. A 2016 Chevy Malibu driven by 40-year-old Michael Osterhout of Lincoln, Nebraska, was traveling north on Box Elder Avenue and failed to stop at the stop sign with 200th Street. A 2014 Mack semi driven by Terry Sleep of Northboro, Iowa, was traveling east on 200th and saw the Malibu run the stop sign, but Sleep was unable to avoid collision with the car and struck the front driver's side fender. That caused the car to spin into the south ditch and the semi to go into the north ditch. Osterhout had to be extricated from the car by mechanical means and was then flown by LifeNet to Bergen Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs with suspected serious injuries. Sleep was uninjured. Both drivers were wearing their seatbelts. Both vehicles were towed from the scene and deemed to be a total loss. No further details were released. In our funeral announcements, Marilyn Ann Robinson, age 78, of Oakland, died Monday at the Oakland Manor. Cremation has taken place, and a graveside service for Marilyn Robinson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Oaklawn Cemetery in Oakland. A reconvened funeral home of Oakland has arrangements. Jean Milford, age 97, of Atlantic, died March 13th. Graveside services for Gene Milford will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Ockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. D. Carnes Robertson, age 86, of Fontenelle, died January 3rd. A celebration of life for D. Carnes Robertson will be Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Margaret Hansen, age 78, of Avoca, died January 6th. A celebration of life for Margaret Hansen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Robert Bob Just, age 79, of Atlantic, died April 17th. Memorial services for Bob Just will be tomorrow at 1:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Dolores D. Hankey, age 86, of Atlantic, died April 16th. A celebration of life for D. Hankey will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Gerald Jones, age 79, formerly of Walnut, died February 20th in Arkansas. A celebration of life for Gerald Jones will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Monroe Methodist Church northeast of Walnut. Iris Hollison, age 93, of Omaha, and formerly of Griswold, has died. A memorial visitation for Iris Hollison will be on Sunday from 1:30 until 2:45 p.m. at the Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Connie Beamer, age 58, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Connie Beamer will be on Monday at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. And former Iowa Supreme Court Justice Jerry Larson, age 81, of Harlan, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Jerry Larson will be on Monday at 11 a.m. at the First Baptist Church in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. Give him a call at 243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.